name is Joe Billy Duran.
What was the name again?
Duran.
Okay, we got him. You'll see him, but I have him. No, I don't have him.
Right, man.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Duran will conduct your hearing. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yeah, my name is Joe Billy Duran, 56758.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given notification of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on January 2nd, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in, so Mr. Duran and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Duran?
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Turner?
I do, however, I need to inform the board that Mr. Duran was sentenced on 12-3-2018 to a new felony conviction of aggravated assault and sentenced to an additional 1.5 years for 30 days with a new CSPD of 12-24-2019.
Okay, Mr. Duran, we were just notified that you have a new felony, So this will shorten your hearing, but we still need to complete phase one. So I'm going to continue with phase one. The hearing traditionally is held in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But I need the allegation to you. You need to respond whether it's true or false. Just in fairness, we also give the third option of to remain silent because, according to the warrant, you have a new department report number. This may very well be the case in which you just received a new felony, but again, I'm going to go through our motions here. So when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of your supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mr. Duran. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal management company as follows. Violation of condition number 5 is demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about September 15, 2018 at your home located at 713 McMurray Road, Casa Grande, Arizona. Mr. Duran, is this true or false? Or do you wish to remain silent?
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Duran's submission of true, I will move through the hearing based on the new felony, and that is based on Mr. Duran's admission, I move to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have a tab lapse with the related company. And based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W2732, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, following the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal race or company.
Sir, it's home arrest.
Oh, sorry. I went through the motions on that one. Pardon me. This was a home arrest revocation hearing, I move to, let me get the right language, to revoke your home arrest as you're delinquent, violating terms and conditions of your supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal race or company.
Second.
Great.